This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain and the European Union failed on Wednesday to agree to any solutions to ease post-Brexit trade with Northern Ireland in a standoff that is not only deepening mistrust between the two sides, but could also cloud a weekend international summit. The row has been dubbed the sausage war by British media because it affects the movement of meats from Britain to Northern Ireland. Prime Minister Boris Johnson wants a summit of the world's seven largest advanced economies this weekend in southwestern England to showcase what he calls global Britain. But he could receive a warning from U.S. President Joe Biden, who, according to the Times newspaper, will tell London to respect a deal with the EU that was designed to protect a 23-year-old peace settlement in Northern Ireland. Volkswagen said Wednesday it had agreed to settle claims against former executives, including longtime CEO Martin Winterkorn, that will see the carmaker receive 288 million euros, or $351 million, in compensation related to its admission scandal. The settlement comes the same day Berlin prosecutors charged Winterkorn with giving false testimony to the German parliament when he said he was unaware the carmaker was rigging diesel engine tests before it became public. Winterkorn stepped down as Volkswagen CEO in September 2015, a week after the scandal broke, in which the group admitted using illegal software to rig U.S. diesel engine tests. The scandal has cost the company more than 32 billion euros in vehicle refits, fines, and legal costs, and spurred it to launch a huge investment in electric cars. The company initially blamed the scandal on a small number of rogue engineers. This is VOA News. Gunmen shot dead 10 Afghans working for an international demining organization in an attack on their camp in the north of the country, the group said on Wednesday. Afghan officials blame it on Taliban insurgents. After decades of conflict, Afghanistan is strewn with mines and unexploded ordnances, and agencies have been working to clear them in the years since the Taliban were ousted in 2001. A Taliban spokesman denied involvement in the killings, but a senior government official in the capital, Kabul, dismissed that, saying this was clearly execution by the Taliban. The Taliban often attack demining workers because, government officials say, the workers often help to defuse roadside bombs that the insurgents have planted. It comes as a new report says advocates for Americans held hostage overseas are concerned the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan could make it harder to bring home captives from the country. The annual report from the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation examines the status of U.S. government efforts to secure the release of hostages and unlawful detainees in foreign countries. The report shows general satisfaction with changes instituted as part of a 2015 hostage policy overhaul, but it also raises potential areas for improvement, including more mental health and financial support for hostages and detainees who return from captivity. State media in Sudan reported Wednesday the country has ended fuel subsidies as part of an International Monetary Fund-backed reform program, doubling prices at the pump. Sudan's finance ministry move late Tuesday saw the price of petrol shoot up from 150 to 290 Sudanese pounds per liter, while diesel went up from 125 to 285 pounds. Sudan's transitional government promised to implement a package of economic reforms under an agreement it struck with the IMF last year. They're trying a series of fuel price increases to try to move away from those reforms. Before the ouster of longtime President Omar al-Bashir in April 2019, the economy was crippled by U.S. sanctions and huge military spending on conflicts in Sudan's far-flung regions. The country's economic woes were the driving force behind mass protests that led to Bashir's overthrow in a palace coup by the army. And an international monitoring group is accusing police officers in Colombia of responsibility for the deaths of 20 people during civil unrest that has raged for weeks. That figure from Human Rights Watch released Wednesday is higher than the one acknowledged by authorities. The organization also accused police of other violent actions against protesters. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.